Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, it's Anita. This is Rambles, and yeah, I'm doing another 30-minute episode. I feel like I'm wondering if this is PTSD. Yeah, I'm comparing America's election to post-traumatic stress disorder. It is like three more days. Monday, Tuesday's the last day to vote. Wednesday, everybody will know, and it'll be over. This disaster will be over. And yes, I know there are other parties, but people really don't pay attention to them. And they have very good points, and there's some good thing to come out of this election. But this election showed the very worst of America. There's no getting around it. We have a candidate who some people consider a war criminal, and then we also have another racist three-time mayor who wants to have sex with his daughter. These are not good candidates. We can do better. That's what I keep on telling myself. We can do better. I can actually do better on a diet. But anyway, out of almost 320 million people, yes, I am including children. So I've gotten to the point with this election where I'm like, you know what? The U.S. Constitution says 35 years of age. And it doesn't say human years, plant years, gerbil years, goldfish years, house plant. I was ready to vote for a house plant. I've already voted because there's early voting. Beautiful thing. But it was like, oh, dear God. No. I debated putting my friend's dog on the ballot. Yeah, my co-host. And I've said this many times, and he is just sitting here looking at me. But you know what? He's still better than the candidates on the list. Let this be a lesson to Americans. We can do better, and we demand better, because at the end of the day, the president is our boss. He is not our boss. I take that back. He is not our boss. He or she is not our boss. We are their bosses. We hire this he or she, because, you know, there's a chance that, yeah. But we hire a person to become president. And I don't even know why I say person, really. I still think, you know, Venus flytrap. Not a person. But legally, you know, hey, a good lawyer can make it legal where that's the lawyer I want, much like the Brock Turner lawyer. I want that lawyer. If I could afford it, I would. Or the Ethan Couch lawyer, but another topic another day. We vote for these people. We make the decisions. These are the best candidates. We couldn't find better candidates. That's on us. It's not like, oh my goodness, this is a last minute vacancy. No! You know, we're rushing around. Like, what was the name of that movie? Oh, I'm getting off topic, but hey, this is my show. This is Ramble. Half-Baked, when the guy quits, you know, he throws the hamburger patty and walk off. It's not like we're going through that, or we weren't this time last year. It wasn't the hamburger throwing the employee left. No, we knew, okay, Obama's almost over. We got to find somebody to replace him. And looking at all this, it's like, what he went through, it's like, why would anybody want again, you know, it's like working at a convenience store, you know, could you do it for like 4 or 8 years? Okay, cool, bye. Did we do that? It has the idea of postmodernism created this. Because 2 years ago, you would have thought we pretty much knew Hillary was going to run again. Like or hate her, she's like herpes, you know, pops up. Every 4 years, I'm back. Yeah, I'm going to run. I'm going to run again. Yeah, I don't care. Trump was the anomaly. We sort of kind of prepared for another Bush. So we was like, okay, so this is going to be Clinton Bush 2.0. Okay, we prepared in a sick, twisted, masochistic way. We didn't prepare for Trump. Even though it showed a woulda, coulda, but anyway, he was the anomaly. Like, why did we let anomaly come in and just wreck anything? Or maybe it's like the Buddhist concept, and I've talked about it a little bit before, the 3D. We created. Well, I wouldn't even say, yeah, I would. Even though I'm not a Republican, I do respect some of their views. But after this, it's like, you gotta do better. I mean, you went from W. Palin, this. Not a good look when you're trying to get minorities to go for your team. I'm just saying, really, really the first thing. Anyway, you sort of kind of created it with Palin. And I'll wait. You've had a chance. They had a chance to fix it, you know, okay? So, you know what? We'll be gracious losers. Not question of candidate citizenship, because if there's anything with the Democratic Party, it's been around since the Constitution. I think they know how to vet. They at least know how to decently vet. I mean, Clinton, you know, I was nine, because that was November 92. So I was nine when he became president. But we didn't understand what was going on. And my power to female genitalia concept comes into play when it comes to powerful men. Power equals, I can't say on air, and I can't say on air, equals power. This is a natural thing. If he was a rapist, that was bad. Consensual? I get it. Powerful? Power, aphrodisiac, you know, as a female, I only got a few eggs. I'm not going to waste an egg on to create a defective sack of cells. It's vicious, it's cruel, but that's the way life goes, and that's how it is in nature. That's why the alpha, like, he smells like he has good, he looks like an only investing egg. Keep the population up. All female animals are like that. So I get, okay, the adultery thing, whatever. The rape, that was bad. The business did. If that was bad. Arkansas, I don't know, but people liked them. Trump, really? You couldn't. When he started having that hissy fit, I'm sorry, I have friends with kids. If their kids have fits like that, a part of me would want to ask their parents, and I know their parents, because, you know, I know I'm sounding redundant. Can I spank your kids being a pain in the ass? Yeah, I said it. Anybody, Democrat or Republican, if their kid did half of that mess, they'd be like, ladies' room, this is how it's going to go. I'm going to have it my belt, your butt, and you're getting back out there and acting like you got some sense. If you are a parent, well, honey, you shouldn't have, but you voted for a man who acts like that. And then with Clinton, I'm like, she reminds me of one of my friends and me. Okay, as a black female. Anyway, because that is so vindictive, that her viciousness is a thing of beauty. I'm not saying I want to vote for her, but I got to give respect where respect is due. You know, you carry a grudge for 50 years. You use your egotistical sociopath acquaintance to get you a job. Bravo. Gary Johnson. He used to be a Republican, very, very nice guy. He gets flustered easily. I don't think he's not properly trained. Not bad. Just brush up on your issues before a press conference. That's all I'm saying. And Jill Stein is like, you're 2%, whatever. But these are the four main people we have put. No. Next election, this is going to sound, we've got to do better. We have to do better with who we choose to go on our ballot, because this is our representative to other countries. I don't want, no. And then on top of that, we got like trillions of dollars worth of debt. And to put it in perspective, trillions are a million millions. A billion is 1,000 millions, and 1,000 billions is a trillion. We have like $17 trillion worth of debt to certain, our total debt. Not good to make people mad. And then we'll say all this stuff about other countries, but then we turn around and ask them for money. Nah. You can't do that with people. What makes you think you can do it with countries? No. I'm not saying Obama was the best president. He wasn't the worst. he was scandal-free. He took a lot of stuff. He had the temperament of an old school Eastern Republican. So he was very calm. And I have some friends who are Republican. Okay? So he reminds me of them. I'm like, okay. There's, no. You have to have a person who works well with others. Little things. Didn't have a website in the past of people they've killed. Another thing. Yeah. Knows where countries are. And then I'm also wondering, is this a reflection of the American school system? Like, I get it. Because sometimes I don't know where things are on a map. But guess what? I'm not president. I've done my time as a government employee. That's part of the reason I would not run for president. I may change my mind in like 40 years or whatever, but as of now, I don't want to run for president because I've done, after work for a government, it was a 20,000 fortune a year. I love my coworkers, but after my experience, I was like, do I really want to have 300 million bosses? No. I'm not doing it. I'm not paid enough for it. And maybe that's why the people are so bad. And I get, I mean, 400, I think it's around 400,000 a year, and then you get the bonuses when you leave. You know, the speaking engagements. I mean, look at how much money Clinton made after he left. He didn't make that much when he was in office, and then you had to pay up all those lawyers because of all those suits. Again, him sleeping with an intern, nobody cared. The gas was cheap, people had jobs, whoop de doo. That power ratio comes into play. You get your money because everybody wants to speak to a president. Ooh, you can make the money. So you got to bite your tongue for four if you're one of those unlucky saps who has to finish up somebody's term. And then you run, and then by some chance you get again. You have a 10-year. That's your max. That is your truly emergency max because of the U.S. Amendment. Maybe it's all that is why... One of the few good things from this election, research. Know what is on the ballot. Learn. Read the ballot. I know in North Carolina, they give you a sample of the ballot. Look at it. Read it. Understand it. Get the little booklet. Because I had the little booklet. Of the people running, you know their views. Find the one that matches yours. Or read their website. You know, the internet is a beautiful thing. And with the promotion of the internet, use it, and not just to look at porn. Or in my case, listening to old school Mariah Carey, because frankly, once the music out now just isn't very good, and she's a good songwriter. But also, look up the candidates you're voting for. And as a media person, the media is the fourth estate. But it is a fourth estate that is contingent on money. And then the Golden Rule 2.0 comes into play. And for those who don't know the Golden Rule 2.0, it is whoever has the gold rules. Yes, media should be free and blah, 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 but at the end of the day, people got bills and buildings need stuff. So you know, media gets money. Make sure wherever you're getting your source is a credible source that is being paid by a neutral party. Like, people are like, oh, the liberal media, it's a business. Well, is a business. And sometimes just know your source is a neutral party. That's it. Make sure your media is neutral. Like National Enquirer, Celebrity Gossip, fun to read when you're like meandering around the grocery store. I don't want them vetting my president. When Rolling Stone vetted Sarah Palin and made a logical argument, it's not the most credible source for a politics because it's a music magazine. But they made a very logical point, much like Alex Haley writing for Playboy back in the day. That was a problem. I mean, I get those, you know, saying about a clock is wrong. Even a broken clock is right twice, but yeah. And you could look up that stuff other places. Look it up. Vote. You have 2 days left to vote. If you are in a state with early voting, you can vote tomorrow. No, yesterday, for certain states was the last day of voting. So Tuesday, if you haven't voted already, just go get this over with. This is horrible. Well, the worst election, and I hope the next time there's an election is bad. I have like a couple of $1 billion and I'm 80-something living in another country, because then I won't care. And it's cruel, but let's face it. The last time I read about an election this bad was in 64. Okay. So that was 52 years ago. In 52 years, I'll be 85. By 85, I'm like this. I'm a black female. If I live to be 85, and I've got like billions of dollars, which is my goal for the next election, like this, I don't care. And it's horrible and mean, but by then, well, my clock will have been 90% up, so like whatever. You know, sing to Jill Scott, whatever, and pass me a drink. Really. So anyway, enough about this election, and I hope there is a return to civility. The next show I have, again, I am not pressuring anyone to vote for a particular candidate. I have placed my vote for my for the candidate that was like, they did offer me a word sign when it was over. I think they should have offered me a shot, and I'm going to make some celebrity gossip, like the rumor about one of my favorite singers and her ex and her wanting money. Yeah, they should have offered everybody. It's like, okay, here's a shot. Here's 100. Go. Or in her case, she got 50 million. She, well, allegedly wanted 50 million. And that is my co-host. I'm telling you, he would have made a good president. Anyway, so enough about the whole election. Birth control pills for men. Well, birth control for men besides condoms and vasectomies. I'm not sure if you guys have heard about it, but the study was stopped because men were unhappy. I got sick. I got suicide. And I get suicide is a major thing. I'm not trying to make light of suicide. What I am trying to make light of in this discussion is the fact that those are the same effects women go through. Yeah. Women go through that and they get pregnant and they can die. Let's face it. Let's not act like women not dying during pregnancy, not dying during pregnancy is a relatively new thing. It's painful. I've never had a kid, but based on my friend's experience, it is the equivalent in your body that is forming a new organ in your body and stomping on your kidney and putting so much pain on your back that you can't move and your center of balance is off. And you gain a bunch of weight and you start having leakage. And you can possibly bleed out and die. It sounds very negative and sad, but yeah. But and then after it's over, somebody has to cut it and then you secrete an organ if you don't have a C-section, which involves having your abdominal walls cut open. Yeah. No. Anyway, the birth control was a shot for men, and they tested it. They had the same effects as birth control pills. I come from a line, well, I'm second in the line of pill users in my family, because birth control pills are only like 50 years old. But most women have had those depression, suicide. My mom had parts of her uterus come out. The pills and had fluid shift down to my legs, and then when it was too low, I had a period for a couple of weeks and it ended up anemic. So I don't really have a lot of sympathy for the men who are complaining. You don't want to use a condom. You don't want to get a vasectomy. What do you want, you whiny little dudes? I can't say, you know, because this is a G-rated episode, but what are you whining about? This hurts. Okay, well, use a condom. I don't wanna. Shut up. And they stopped the study. They stopped it because a few men complained. What about the women who died of cancer because of the pill? Because the pill only went down. When it first came out, it was 10 times stronger than the pills I was on that made me sick. And I'm saying that because me and my doctor went over it, when they had to go through three different types to get me on some that could deal with my PCOS. Because with my weight, I can't handle a strong level of estrogen in a pill. Oh, and another effect of the birth control pill, depending on the type, because you have progesterone only, and then I had to take an ethyl estradiol. Your blood pressure gets too high when you're not on it or you smoke, you have a stroke. And this is after 50 years. And it's like, okay, yeah, we lowered the dosage by 10%. So you may not die. So you might, you know, it's too high. Yeah, they're very, very nice. So I'm just mad. I'm not even and I'm up here. And that is, to me, is the biggest sense of, oh, you're mad. I think all men would be mad. They should have just had to take it longer. Maybe they should have had to have that study for 10 years. Because women, you know, we had 50 years of it. They didn't have it long. You can listen to NPR for more information. Because this is just like, why are you stopping? According to WBR, I guess this is a NPR station. There was a report, and this came out last week. A medical chair talked about it. It's also on the Atlantic magazine, talked about the research. Why? It doesn't seem like it was that long. And these are the same effects I go through. Headaches, nausea. Oh. No. I apologize for that part. I was also reading the female effects. But it's a shot. You don't have to take it every day. And it was only 8 weeks. Really? After 8 weeks, you complained. I was on birth control pills from 18 till last year. And I probably, my period's regulated. At least I got the mild form of PCOS. And I debate going back on them, but it has to be a certain number. 8 weeks you complain. Yeah, 8 weeks. Only a few of them. It was only 320. There were 320 men in the study. Different countries around the world. The shot worked. It lowered the sperm. And even then, you think about how many sperm are in ejaculate for a healthy male. It's like 40 to 80 million. And also, I'm reading the numbers about the men in the study from NPR's homepage, if you'd like to verify. And I would be more than happy to look up sperm. So, CBS News. Well, tell me. How many are in there? Okay, then again, maybe not. Looking slow. But I don't get it. And I know it's a female thing, and I'm being whiny. But why don't you have more choices? It's one. And if you're in a monogamous relationship and you both don't want kids and she can't take the pill, it's more efficient than condoms. Condoms are not 100%. I'm not saying don't use any protection, because I'm like the paranoid person who believes in like two forms of contraceptive with every vaginal intercourse. Yeah, I'm that paranoid. I don't want white spots. I was good with a house plant. okay, I'm working my way up the maternal ladder, 20s. What's the point? 30s. Dog, I may not break out an infasacral and like have to the point where I'm having medicine with steroids on my arm. So this is a major improvement. But kids, I consider walking around Walmart to be a form of contraceptive. And as a mammal, you know, dudes, STDs are just a surprise bonus. I've never had one, but so there's the natural thing, which is the human response coming out, and then there's the may kill me, even though they're both painful and may kill me. But anyway, off topic, if this had been approved, it would have been very good for monogamous men. Every 8 weeks you go and you get your shot to go. Like getting a flu shot. Whatever comes one. More effective. Good. But you would rather your girlfriend go on medicine to give her the same effect. Because you have your preconceived bias and prejudice. And yeah. You just don't want to go through it. Because you're you. And I'm mad. This whole thing has made me just be like, I'm done. And you wonder why women just want to go for plastic. And not even the credit card plastic. The kind, you know what I mean. So, that is pretty much it. If you besides NPR, you can read the results that were published before the NPR story on about the male birth control pills from the Journal of Clinical Endocrinology and Metabolism. I don't know how many of you guys would read it, but if you want to read more information about it, it's out there. If you want to read about sperm, it's out there. I didn't mean to pun about sperm. But my listeners, vote. Go out there. Tuesday is the last day. And after Tuesday, you with whoever or their associate, if, you know, we're stuck, unless there's an impeachment or something, with this person for 4 years. 4 years is not a lot of time in a way, but in a way, another way is a way to cause a lot of damage. I mean, yeah. Some damage can be done by a figurehead in 4 years. That's all I'm saying. Please vote for somebody who's sane. Not even sane. Vote for somebody. Oh, I shouldn't even tell you who to vote for. That's not my business. I've got 90 seconds. I'm not sure what my next episode will be about because, well, this was a long episode, and I really appreciate you listening. I will be so relieved when this is over. And next time there's an election, may we all never have this prep level of candidate. No. No more crap quality. I'm hoping not until I'm 85. By then, it's like, again, almost out. And some of my listeners, if this doesn't happen again for another 52 years, if you're 18 now, you'll be 70 then. So I was like, really? I had 10 more years. I'm like, whatever. So, this is Rambles. I'm Anita. And my co-host is almost asleep. He's cute. He has his own hair. I have a sex scandal. I can't write him in. And in 2020, Kanye West is thinking of running. He may change his mind. Who knows? Anyway, if you still haven't voted, please go vote. Thank you for listening to my show. I will talk to you guys in 2 weeks. Okay, bye.